Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck this is. We back, PSA Radio. Another crazy segment. I'm Timbo. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime in this shit, Dre, Three Letterman. What is good, mind you?
What it do? What it do? Them three letters, PSA, what's popping?
Ooh, man, we got a big guest on the show. We got Ill Motherfucking Will Yat Town in this. Just had a crazy battle on RBE, man, and we got to talk to this guy about that battle, what's coming up next, all of the above, man. It's gonna be.
And his career too, man. I want to ask about his career too, man. I think
we
got to
talk about his career. Yeah,
Ill Will is one of them niggas that came in the NBA out of high school. They came straight to the league.
Straight to the league. You know what I agree.
I
want to
ask
him
a few questions about it. All right.
Let's get the guests all right now. Straight out of Yat Town in this bitch. Ill Will, what's good, bro?
What's up? What's up?
Ill Will, what's good, my nigga?
Hey, shit, what's poppin' with you?
You already, my nigga. Let's talk about it, man. Your battle show off, man. What you think? What's the accolades you receiving?
I'm getting some good feedback, man. They like the battle. I like the battle, you know. Shout out to Show Off, RBE, you know what I'm saying? I'm back, man. Told y'all I was back.
You back, my nigga, for real? You back?
I got another battle dropping in a week. And then after that battle drop, you ain't even going to ask me am I back.
All right, let me ask you a question. Are you talking about the battle with Big K?
Yes, sir.
Timbo, you want to talk about that? Because you talked about that enough times to me.
Oh, we got to talk about Big K. that battle.
Me and Big K, the battle of the year, man. My opinion.
I'm not going to front. My bro Timbo watched the battle and shit, and I ain't going to lie. He did hit me on the jack, and they say, yo, Ill Will and Big K was crazy. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Definitely lived up to the hype. There's a lot of battles that people have been waiting to see over time and battle rap, and a lot of them didn't live up to the hype, you know what I'm saying? Like shit, Clips and Tyler didn't live up to the hype. When Stu Surf and Hitman or whatever battle, like a lot of shit didn't live up to the hype, man. Like that battle truly lived up to the hype, maybe beyond.
Yeah, that battle's been supposed to go down. I'm really glad that one actually did. Now, Will, I want to ask you a question real quick. Now, you battled on, of course, URL, RBE, King of the Dot. I mean, is there, do you have to write differently for any of these leagues as far as for the crowds, or do you just go in there and do you stay consistent?
I'm going to do me first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? I might study the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Like going to KOTD, I kind of knew KOTD, you know what I'm saying? Kind of listen to a different format of bars and different styles and shit, but I don't think it's really necessary a URL just like gun bars and KOTD just like nerd bars. URL like nerd bars too, and KOTD like gun bars, you know what I'm saying? It's just how you say shit. So I think I said a few things that I knew would appeal to the KOTD crowd, because I mean, we gotta just keep it real, it's a lot of white people over there, so you know what I'm saying? I said a few things to appeal to them, you know what I'm saying? I said, you know, like Kenny Chesney line, I used the Honeymooners line and shit like that. I used shit that, niggas coming from where I come from, shit like that, probably wouldn't really know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, you know,
yeah.
As far as the whole style, though, no, I just came with, you know, it will.
It will. What the fuck was going on in the third round, my nigga, when you and Show Up in the crowd and shit, my nigga? What was going on?
All right, first and foremost, like, this is truly ironic. And it's kind of sad, but it's kind of cool at the same time, because I get to think about my brother every time I watch this battle. There was a lot of talking going on. Motherfuckers can't respect. I talked to ARP, like, before that battle, like, bruh, you guys should get these motherfuckers shut the fuck up, man. You know, like, and he was doing his best, you know what I'm saying? I ain't putting it on ARP at all. Like, if ignorant motherfuckers be everywhere, you can't stop motherfuckers being ignorant. So,
about two or three times, you know, I got stopped. Motherfuckers talking, VIP section talking. Fuck it, I'm about sight lines. It was Jazz the Rapper. She was over there. Nah, just bullshit. But, it was just a lot of people talking. And, after that, after, you know, I think it was about probably the third time I stopped. I went in about the mid-third round or the beginning of my third round. And then it was just like a stupid commotion in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what's going on? And I didn't know what was going on. I just thought it was niggas just totally disrespecting. After I got out and I talked to my mans, I'm doing an interview and my nigga PH walk up on me and was like, bro, my bad, my nigga, but that was me that fucked up your third. You know what I'm saying? I seen somebody, I don't want to put their name out. They know who they are. But I seen so-and-so. And he got to popping off this, this, and that. So I wanted to see what was up about it. Shit escalated. And that's why, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not really mad. Like, as y'all can see, I'm not really talking about it. Like, I'm not really like, yeah, man, whoever fucked up. Because, yeah, my round was fucked up. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm just going to chalk it up as, so what? PH did it. It's nobody better than PH. PH can do
R.I.P.
that. R.I.P. Yeah. Straight up. So that's what that was. That's what the third round. That's why I stopped for real, for the last time. It was just like, damn, it's like my fifth time starting over. I was all over the place. My momentum was out of there. So it was just like, man, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, let's get on that subject real quick, man. What was your reaction when you first heard? Was it like kind of disbelief of what happened with P? It was so sudden.
It was a huge blow, man. Like, and it wasn't something that we could prepare for. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't something that we could, like, damn, homie sick, or you know what I'm saying? Or it just came out of fucking nowhere. And
yeah,
that's a 100 dude, man, all around. You couldn't ask for a better father, husband, brother. Like, that man legacy go live on for a long time.
That's what it is. Now, Phil, I gotta ask you a question, my nigga. Did your stock in battle rap, did you go to the top early 12 in your opinion?
Let me tell y'all something, man. I'm gonna start it off like this. If you gotta really, y'all gotta look through my eyes right now. Y'all gotta close your eyes and think about what I'm saying right now.
Let's go.
Ever since I started battle rap, I'm gonna start with Johnny Alcatraz. I've either been the most anticipated, or the best battle, or just had the best performance. Johnny Alcatraz. Best performance of the whole weekend. You had Lone Lux and Calico. You had, but who is this PG nigga that battled this Johnny Alcatraz cat yesterday? That's all they was talking about. I won BET. When I got to the stage, y'all, before I battled Tay Rock, all I was seeing about Tay Rock was that's the nigga that Charlie Clips beat. Yeah, I don't see Tay Rock doing this. Tay Rock calling. When he so called, quote unquote, beat me, Tay Rock was top five to niggas. He was, I don't know if Tay Rock lost, man, since Clips. He might be undefeated. I've made niggas that's never been in. I made DNA the most anticipated battle. I made DNA anticipated. Like, niggas wanted to see DNA battle. Why? Because of me. They want to see the Golden Boy. Be Magic, Big K, Show Off, Big Cannon, X Factor. Every stage I've been on, I've been the most anticipated battle, or the best battle. Period.
But Will,
the reason why I say that, no, because I ain't done. The reason why I'm saying this is because, like you said, what's up with your stock? You know what I'm saying? Did you come in too early? I would say yes, and I would say no, because I came in when I came in. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do two PGs. I didn't want to wait for my footage to drop. I didn't want to see if I can get on the big. No, I just wanted to get paid, and I wanted that's all I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? I let Norris know that, and I let Beasley know that. what I had to do was show them why I didn't have to do 2 PGs or why I was supposed to be on the big stage. And I showed them that. The no, the reason why I say no or yes, I came in too early. I think it was just like the promotion part of things. Like, I don't want to say it was a setup. I don't want to say it was a gimmick. It was just like people wouldn't let me push my brand. It was too many people worried about pushing my brand. And you can't be mad about something. I can't be mad about Smack or any other group or entity pushing me like that. Even if you don't like it, you know what I'm saying? If it's in a positive manner, I got to accept it, you know what I'm saying? So, yes and no, man, because I'm supposed to be where I'm at. I was supposed to be where I'm at, win or lose, you know what I'm saying? I'm ill will. But I say, yeah, it was too early because niggas didn't give me time to... I didn't pick and choose what I wanted to do. I was just like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Set it up. And I didn't strategize. I didn't put a plan together as far as this battle rap. Like, I didn't pick and choose my opponents. I didn't... Not saying you have to, but, like, just good looks, period. You don't want to just battle anybody. And, like, DNA was somebody that I... Tell me anything about Tay Rock, you lost Tay Rock and all that shit. I'm cool with that. But this DNA shit, like, it was so much shit going on. It's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was really like a fucked up time, you know what I'm saying? I had no motivation to battle the nigga. I probably prepared for the shit, like, I don't know, probably, and it's the biggest stage I've been on. Like, I was handling the shit all wrong, you know what I'm saying? I went into the battle all wrong. Went in the motherfucker with an attitude. I'm mad about certain little money situations, like, all type of shit. So, yes and no, man. Like, yeah, no. But I'm supposed to be where I'm at, though.
No, that's facts. Yo, Will,
I want to ask you this, man. Now, after your battle with Show Off, by the way, I love the you on that RBE stage, man. There's something about those battles that drop, Daylight, Oops, Will, and Show Off. It just gives a different feel. Is there a different feel on that stage a little bit?
I mean, yeah, it's a different feel on every stage. So, you know, RBE definitely got an authentic feel, you know what I'm saying? And you definitely want to come. Not only you want to come correct, you want to come with authentic shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you'll see a lot of imaginary niggas on there. I don't think you'll see a lot of corn balls on there, the nice corn balls. I don't want to put no names out there.
Now, Daylight mentioned as far as, you know, a lot of business is talked about now, but as far as business-wise, RBE is really just super legit, gets it done and everything like that. Is that the experience you've had as well?
Man, that nigga ain't paid me yet, bro. I still ain't got the rest of my money for Show Off.
What?
Oh. I've been calling this nigga. I've been I'm just pushing.
And y'all crazy. Niggas thought y'all had a headline like a motherfucker. Oh, shit!
I ain't gonna lie to you. I did.
Yo, Will, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I had the tweet halfway written out, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Hell
no.
Man. He 100, man. He 100, man. Business always. I did 2 RBE events. Business always been 100. You know what I'm saying?
You went big cannon also.
Yeah.
Mm. So, are we ever gonna see on URL? That is my nigga.
I don't know, man. You hear a lot of shit, man. You know, people always keep it politically correct and shit. I'm just not learning that shit. You know what I'm saying? I keep it just correct. I ain't with the political shit, but I know they need me back over there. I know that for sure. I don't know. I can't say no because of the fact that they need me over there. But, you know, motherfuckers act like they need you. And, you know, I think I'm a necessity over there. I ain't going to say they need me. I think I'm a necessity, even though I think that's the same thing. I don't know. But anyway, we don't have an absolute problem.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Did it leave a bad taste in your mouth when Arsenal front of the battle. You won Summer Madness last year, and Math couldn't get in that stage either.
I don't know what was true, and I don't believe nothing. It was so much shit going on, man. So many rumors, so many different stories. I don't even know if I was even supposed to battle Math. I don't know. I was lied to a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to pick a time and place to put a lot of shit on the flow. Because, you know, I thought about not saying shit just because it's like, you know, I'm getting money. And, like, it was a time and place where I was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? In and out of jail, losing my crib and all that. Beasley looked out, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like that, they looked out. So niggas trying to sweep shit under the rug just because a motherfucker look out for you, but you looking out with my money, you know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know, man. I fucks with you, Ario. It was never nothing big that happened. It was just me being an asshole, and I guess, I mean, you, Ario, was mad at a couple of decisions I made, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a few tweets or heard about some business that I was doing in the near future or something, you know what I'm saying? I really, truly don't know what's the issue with me and you, Ario. Like, I don't know the exact issue. I had a few words with Rain, you know what I'm saying? And I know they're a close-knit team, so maybe it was the shit with Rain, maybe it was the words I shared with North. I don't know, and I truly don't give a fuck, my nigga. Like, I respect URL, and I respect the fact that they put me on, but as far as, man, what's wrong, man? Let's patch it up, man. So, I mean, I need to be back on. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So, you mad at me, you got a problem with me, you don't want me back when you stay, cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. The fans do. The fans want to see this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do my thing on any stage. Yes, that's the most respected stage. That's, you know what I'm saying? Or in quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? That's where you want to be and all that. If that's where I need to be, then it will happen. But I'm not about to force shit, man. Like, I'm having fun right now.
Yeah.
Well, who's on the hit list, bro? Hit list right now.
I don't even have one, man. I don't have a hit list. These niggas don't. They don't move me, man.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about battle rap is that I've been observing shit, and I know you got to watch what you say. Because people would tell, I remember one of the time I was being funny, and the nigga Verb said something about the Midwest, and I was like, nigga, fuck the Midwest. And I wasn't saying it as far as fuck the Midwest, like, for real. I live in the Midwest, but I was saying, like, basically, fuck that situation you're talking about. Let's talk about, he turned it into a hoe.
Yeah,
I
remember that on Twitter.
Like, niggas
yeah.
really be hoe-ass niggas out here. Like, niggas really do fuck shit like that. Like, that was equivalent to keying my car when he did that shit. Like, man, this nigga's a broad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a broad-ass nigga. But I had to get used to shit like that. Like, I ain't in the hood no more. I can't just say shit and people know my personality or they know my humor. Like, I got a dark-ass humor. Like, I'm dealing with thousands and millions of motherfuckers now that's just getting to know me, so I got to get used to that shit. So that was a learning curve for me. So I thank Girl Boy for that shit.
Girl Boy. I remember that blog. Girl Boy, niggas.
But anyway,
Oh, man.
PH said I need to do more blogs. He always said that shit, man. You need to do more blogs, bro. Like, can't just rely on the battles, bro. And I know, you know what I'm saying, that ain't really a thing, but you got to put yourself out there. So y'all can expect to see a lot of more blogs. And I think as far as a hit list, that's when names start coming out. My bro Mac Myron want me to battle K-Shine so bad. I don't know why, but...
Nah, Sean Stock is up though, Will. I gotta keep.
I'm not.
Back.
I'm not.
Sean Stock is up.
Will,
yeah,
it's
gotta
go down.
Is up.
Yeah.
His stock is up, and my stock is up as well. So it'll be a good look. You know what I'm saying? But his stock is up like more than me right now because he just had a good showing on URL. You know, I'm gonna keep it funky. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm better than him. You know what I'm saying? But Shine on his shit, man, and. You know what? That'll be more of a good look than y'all even know.
I think so, too.
I ain't even going to speak on it, but it'll be more of a good look than y'all even know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be a good look.
Will it shine?
This nigga told fucking Show Off, if you can't handle what Will Bearing, I will fuck your drive up. Damn.
Oh, my God, my nigga. Oh, my God. Who said that?
Lord, my nigga Ill Will. Jack Town, my nigga. Yes, sir.
Man, that nigga nice. Jack Town. That nigga nice.
That nigga said, that nigga if I go nice. Behind my back two times, it's going to look worse than a Chris Paul meme. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. That's retarded.
Yo, Will,
like
man. Yo, we appreciate you rocking with us, and believe you me, my nigga, when you and Big K drop, we going to review that shit. Believe that.
Yes, sir.
On 30th, man.
You already, man.
30th. That's the day. Yo, Will, salute, bro. We appreciate you coming up here, man.
No doubt, man. You mad, I'm glad.com. Y'all check that out.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Salute, bro. Appreciate it. Is you mad, Dre?
Well, I'm glad, Dre.
Oh, man. Try to tell the next guy to call up right quick, man.
Yes, sir.
Bricks. Now, what's going on with Bricks, Timbo? You hit me today.
So let's sum the people up real quick about what's going on with Bricks. Bricks recently released a blog. It's more of an interview from RapGrid, and he released a blog saying that, you know, it's addressing ghostwriting and battle rap. And he gets asked if he's ghostwritten before, and he says yes. And he's accepted money for it, yes. And he has said that to people's surprise, he has ghostwritten for some very big battles that have happened, very big. Doesn't name them by name, but says they're very big battles. So we're going to see right now, Dre, we got to see if we can get into this and see which these are. And see if we can get some clues into it. Just because, you know, it would change things. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's what's going on with Mr. Bricks.
I just need to ask Bricks this question. Like, when he decided to make this blog, he had to know the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the backlash going to come out.
The backlash.
You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't think people were just going to sit back. Nah.
I don't ghostwriting because I'm from an era that shit is a no-no. You know what I'm saying? But
no-no.
My nigga, let's be real. There's been ghostwriting going on forever.
And I don't like the comparison that, well, it's done on mainstream and pop music. But that's why battle rap is so dope, because it's not that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You got a point. You got a very
fundamental
point
part of MCing. You know what I'm saying? So we listen and watch battle rap to escape some of the mainstream and the poppiness and things like that. So we got to get this man on here real quick.
Yeah. I just hit him right now. I don't know if he's coming calling me right now. I don't have his math, but what's good. And he did drop a battle with Lex Luthor, too, that I watched earlier. That was kind of dope. Okay, on Don't Flop.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yup.
Once you put me onto that, we need to get the facts and see what's going on, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You feel me? So, Bricks, call up, my nigga, because, man, I got somebody on standby, boy. Yo.
That's right.
Let's see if he's calling in.
That's right.
Hold on. Let's see. Timbo, should I just tell Buddy to call in?
Huh? Yeah, tell
Buddy
to call.
Hold on. You don't see Bricks out there at all?
Yeah, might as well hold off on that. Give me one second. I'm going to be back up. Give me like 1 minute, yeah?
All right,
give me a couple. Hold up. All right.
They're about to put you on, my G. You?
dead trying to fit the liquor in the cup holder.
Yo. What's good, Bricks Belvedere? What's poppin'? Welcome to PSA Radio, my nigga. What it do?
What's good? What's good?
Shit, my nigga. Well, first off, I want to say shout out to you and Newborn, first of all. Let's be real. And I want to shout out to you. I just watched your battle with you and Lex Luthor, my nigga. I got to say, good battle, but I got you winning that shit 3-0. You feel me?
My nigga, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, Bricks, my nigga. My Cody right here, my PIC in this motherfucker, put me on to a blog that you did saying you ghostwriting, my nigga. Can you talk about that, please?
I can't elaborate on it, but I can tell you exactly what I told him in that interview. Like, I've ghostwritten for some good battles, you know what I'm saying? Some battles y'all might call big, classic, or whatever. But as far as who, that's not for me to discuss, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Of course not. And you know what, Bricks? I'll respect that, my nigga. I don't want you dropping down, my nigga, if it's business related. Now, I got to say this. I don't condone ghostwriting because I'm an old school nigga in hip hop. And my bro Timbo even said it to me a second ago. He's like, this is what separates, you know, people will say, well, they do it in hip hop. Well, this is why we like battle rap, because we always thought that kind of bullshit was important to this particular game.
Right. And you know what? I thought that too until I kept getting offers from different people. And I started to realize, see, what y'all got to realize is battle rap is not what it used to be anymore. Like, it's so much politics.
Elaborate on that. Elaborate.
It's more politics and shit. Remember how battle rap used to be? A nigga be like, yo, such and such up the block said he better than you. Then you go to the block and battle him.
Facts.
You would go round after round after round. It wasn't no three rounds. It wasn't no set time limit. You would just go into whoever ran out of bars. That's how I remember it. That's how I remember doing it. But nowadays, you got months to prepare. You got to put on a show. You know what I'm saying? People be under pressure to the point where they start asking niggas for bars and offering money for the bars. Now, I'm not saying these niggas that buy bars from me or anybody else get my total respect, because I write my own shit. I write my own shit and I write somebody else's shit. So I can't see how it's so hard for you to write your own shit. But if you got a check for me, then
now, I mean, here's the thing. I don't condone ghostwriting, but I'll be a fucking liar to you and Timbo right now, Bricks. If I said I was a battle rapper and such offered me some guap, I don't think I'll say no, my nigga. I'll be a hypocrite lying to both y'all niggas right now here on the show saying I would. You know what I mean? I would do it. I'm going to keep it real, Timbo. I would.
I don't think anybody is going to turn down any money. If you're a writer and it's easy for you to write, or you got some throwaways that you know you never using and somebody is willing to pay for them, you're going to get them shit up.
Yeah.
Now, a nigga, if you could offer me $200 right now for 8 bars, he is getting them. Right now. Like, who is going to turn down? You'd be like, yo, that's small money, this and that. $200, you can pay somebody bills. There's people eating in the dark right now that can use $200. You know what I'm saying?
Bricks, you on that blog that you just did and the interview that's released now, you talked about the big battles. Now, I know you're probably not going to mention them, of course, but are they on, obviously, these major leagues? Is it like URL, the King of the Dots, these big, big battles? Will people be very, very surprised and disappointed if they found out who they were?
How do you tell? If you pay attention, you'll hear me in some of these bars. You'll hear me if you pay attention. But I can't tell you. I can't tell you where, and I can't tell you who.
Will they be very surprised and disappointed if they found out who?
They probably would be. More than likely, they would be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, it would be the same people that hate me that would be like, damn, this motherfucker did that shit? Like, it's a lot of people that would be like, oh, he's not even relevant. Who gives a fuck? Bricks, he could die today and nobody would give a fuck. But y'all niggas quote my shit. I be seeing my shit get retweeted and all that. Like, it's my shit, but I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me. My kids eat. Mm-hmm. They good.
My nigga, let me ask you a question. You know when you did that blog, you was going to cause a lot of controversy and you know what I'm saying? A lot of crazy shit because, let's be real, my nigga, I don't like this shit. I'm going to keep it real, Bricks, but I understand, my nigga. As a writer, like, how does that, I'm just, you know what's going through my brain? Like, how does that call go? Like, my nigga, I need you to write. How is it, Bricks? Be real. You don't got to tell me the name. Just tell me how was the conversation between you and Battle Rap X.
Sometimes it's a call. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes niggas just, they might hit me on Facebook or whatever, hit me with an inbox, tell me who they about to battle. They were like, what they want. If they want some random general punchlines, if they want some haymaker type shit, you know what I'm saying, some name slips, whatever they ask me for, I give them the price or whatever. If they can fuck with it, they'll fuck with it. If they don't, keep it moving. It's just like any
Brick, other are you behind that website that just came out that was like, yo, we selling bars. You can get these top tier bars. You can get these lower tier bars.
I love it, yo. I should have been the nigga to do it, but I'm not. Instead of hearing a lot of y'all, and I'm pretty sure. Hey, listen, let me just say this to all the fans out there, because I'm pretty sure like the fans is mad at me or whatever because they thought Battle Rap.
Of course, my nigga.
I know. I'm pretty sure they thought I was Battle Rap was a pure sport, and you know what I'm saying, there's no ghostwriters and shit like that. Nigga, everything is corrupted now. You know why it's corrupted? Because money is involved. It was good when everybody was battling for the sport. But niggas is talking about getting 250K. Niggas want 90K. You motherfucking right, I'm going to write some bars for some guap. What? y'all don't even like the battle after about 2 or 3 weeks. Y'all don't even watch that battle no more. But this motherfucker.
So is it like it's like a no-risk thing, though? You write the bars, they buy them, and it's not like you have to go over there and perform them, so you can really care less kind of what happens then, right? I mean, you got paid regardless.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to give them no bullshit. I'm going to give them some shit to make them come back and be like, yo, that was crazy.
Yeah, as far as performance, though, that's all on them, obviously.
Yeah, it's all on them. Like, I'll tell them, I might call them up and be like, yo, say it like this or whatever so it makes sense. But yeah, other than that, that's on them. All that other shit is on them. But
so niggas is walking around being lyrical frauds then? That's what you're telling me, son?
You said what?
Niggas is walking around here being lyrical frauds?
Hey, man. Hey. Hey, man.
Nah, my nigga, let's be real. Let's call it what it is. Niggas is not writing bars. They calling niggas up to get rhymes. They can't sit home at the crib, whether they want to grab the Ciroc or grab a split, whatever the fuck they do out here in these streets. And write three. You got months to prepare, and niggas is calling niggas. I'm just, I can't believe this shit about battle rap, my nigga. This shit crazy.
Break. Have you gotten? Did you get a phone call? Go ahead.
There's plenty other ghostwriters out there. I mean, this shit isn't new. Like they've been trying to put me out there as a ghostwriter about a year, 2 years ago. So this isn't brand new. You know what I'm saying? It's just now hitting the waves because of that interview or whatever. But really, I haven't been ghostwriting for a minute. But the question was asked, and I answered it to the best of my ability without outing anybody. That's one thing I would
do. What made you do that? What made you decide to do that, though, son?
They asked the question, I answered it. Simple as that. Like, I really don't. I mean, sometimes I don't know what y'all niggas want. Like, the battle rap fans, I don't know what they want. They want you to tell the truth, but then they want to be lied to. Would y'all believe me if I said,
you're right,
no, I don't?
You're right. You're right.
There's plenty of niggas that tell me all the time, oh, you wrote for so-and-so. I know you did it. I know you did it. I put that on my left nut. You did it. You know what I'm saying? Pause. I know if you did it. I pause it. But there's niggas out there like that, and then there's niggas that just want to be lied to. Can't please everybody. I'm not going
to
please everybody.
Did you get a phone call that you were surprised about from somebody that needed bars? I know it's a yes. Let me hear it. Come on, Briggs.
Nah.
Was there a phone call that you got? You're like, whoa, shit, really? Like, you?
Nah. Nah.
This motherfucker Bricks right here. Dre, he lying to us now, man. God.
Yeah, he lying
damn
to us, bro. It is.
Hey, you didn't say text message. You said phone call.
Let me rephrase that. Were you contacted by someone that you were just like, whoa? Like,
nah,
this for real?
Nah, I never, like, it's never been a whoa thing for me. It's like, oh, word. That's how it was. When I seen it, I was like, word? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, it, because all these niggas is just, they like peers to me. So, like, as a fan of battle rap, you'd be like, oh, my God, I cannot believe. But me, it's just like, oh, okay, you need some help? No big deal.
But for some of the fans, it would be like, whoa, this guy called up. But for you, it's just it's another peer in battle rap.
Yeah. And like I said, man, I know I'll be sure the fans are disappointed, whatever, whatever. But, like, this ain't nothing new. Like, all this
mm-hmm.
stuff is old news. Just like I'm not the only ghostwriter.
Right.
I know that.
They say Lana Zay. They say Lana Zay was writing for, what, Bush, one of them chicks.
That nigga Lana Zay was writing for all of battle rap.
Huh?
Hey, if you watch that nigga shit, Battle Versus Me, he'll mention what he was doing. He'll mention in his first round, he snaps and he's talking about being a ghostwriter. Yeah, you have to pay.
Nah, I pay attention.
And you know what?
This
isn't the first time that it's been on camera too. I know Big K, I believe it was last year, was on camera saying that, yo, if somebody offered me money for bars, who the fuck am I to not write them? Like, I'll write them. You paying me for it?
Yeah. Like I said, the game isn't what we remember it as. It's a lot of politics now, you know what I'm saying? Remember, like, the only politic was you got to battle so-and-so to get to me. Remember, that was the only thing? Now it's a whole bunch of other behind-the-scenes shit.
Now it's you got to earn this much to get to me. It's not who you battle.
Yeah, you know, like, your views got to be at this level to get to me.
Do Brits right here, man.
Let me ask you a question. Are you riding with females, too?
No. It's not my thing. Nah, I can't do it.
So you mentioned Khan that you obviously don't write for Khan, and then you put QP in there that you don't think QP writes for Khan, right? You're positive that Khan writes all of his own shit.
Yeah, Khan is a genius, though. Like, I've known Khan for the past 10 years, though. That nigga's, like, y'all can call it whatever his wordplay is, corny or whatever, but that nigga's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, hey, it's corny because you get it all firsthand, right? But the general, you know what I'm saying, the casual battle rap fan that just happened to click on a conceited battle is going to love that nigga.
Yeah.
Because they don't got to think hard to get it.
Yeah. It's true.
That's what it is.
Yeah, saying that.
Man. Look.
Look.
Well, Chris, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga, for real. I'm just wanting to clear the air. I needed to talk to you myself, my nigga, and see what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, I'm not trying to single-handedly, you know what I'm saying, tear down battle rap. That's not what I'm doing. I am a businessman. I feed my kids. If y'all don't like it, I'm sorry. But I'm not the only person that's out here trying to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Briggs, let me say one more thing before you go, man. You said it in your blog, in the interview that, you know, it's very similar to the pop culture music. And, you know, the reason a lot of people watch and listen to battle rap is because it's kind of escape from the mainstream, from the obvious ghostwriting that goes on in mainstream music.
Yeah.
So,
but
you got to understand, like, the disappointment.
Who's typing in battle rap now, though? Who's getting their hands on battle rap?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see more and more mainstream. Why, if they wanted this shit to stay so pure, why are they bringing mainstream niggas over to battle now? Why do you request certain niggas to battle now? Niggas that they know are mainstream. Why would you? Yeah, why would you want Drake to battle? You know, people write his shit, right?
Oh, that's another show. That's another show, my nigga. That's another show. Bricks, thanks for coming on. We will definitely get you back off the head, my nigga. You dig?
Hey, hold on. Before y'all kick me off this line, for all the people that don't hate me out there, make sure you follow me on Twitter, @BricksBelvy, BRIXXBELVY. And make sure you check my music, too. That shit is...
There you go. That's how to use that promo, Bricks. There you go. Yo, salute for coming on the show, my G.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
My name.
Salute to Bricks for calling out, man. Yeah, you know, to clear the air, talk about it a little bit. Didn't give too much info, but, I mean, he elaborated. What he did, though, Dre, was he elaborated more than he did in the interview with Rap Grid. You know what I'm saying? He was able to talk a little bit more about it. And
it's crazy, man,
to think, you know.
Do
we just
kind of
sweep it under the rug? Do we sweep it under the rug until we actually have full proof? Because, I mean, we really don't have anything solid. You know what I mean?
Like, my nigga, he has to know if he does that, he's going to be hated. Man, I just, and to me, he didn't really give us a full answer, in my opinion, on why he just decided to bring this out now. With some money fucked up, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? That's what he do, so, you know.
That's true.
You know,
I guess if it is true, it's sad that, you know, come out.
Yeah,
that,
right.
You know,
right.
With the whole disaster arcane and all that stuff. But so we got to get another next guest on the line, man. You already know. First time up here at PSA Radio, yo. Manolo Rose.
Brooklyn.
What's good, bro?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Manolo, what's good, my nigga? Welcome to PSA Radio, my G.
Yo, good looking, man. What's up?
Yo, my nigga, I know we pressed for time, man, but I gotta holler at you first, my G. I can't lie, my nigga. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn nigga, and I live in Florida, right? True story,
right.
Manolo. I'm at the store, right? And I'm playing your joint, the Super Flexing joint in the whip. I gave it the whip test.
Right.
These niggas ran to my whip and was like, my nigga, who the fuck is that you playing? I went in the store to cop some bogeys and shit. That niggas is about my whip asking me, who the fuck is this nigga and shit? You know what I'm saying? So I gotta just throw that out to you, my nigga. You make some noise out here, my nigga. How does it feel, my G?
Man, it's very humbling for me, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, I just appreciate that people like, you know, some shit that I put out and something that I did, you know what I'm saying? So it's very, very humbling for me.
But that's what it is, my nigga. Now, I ain't gonna say low key, but if you look at your fucking track record, you had the dope man shit. You had the fucking Run Ricky Run, which I fucking love that shit, my nigga. I ain't even gonna fuck. That shit is hard right there. You know what I'm saying? And then I see the performances on YouTube, and I'm seeing like, yo, niggas is really fucking with me. A little hard body out here, my nigga. And I don't want to hop on the Troy ass shit too much. I know you've done so much interviews about that shit. You probably tired of talking about that shit. But I would ask you, my nigga, how does it feel when niggas, I'm not going to say they be like, well, we want to see Manolo make another joint. And you have two joints after that. And your mixtape Concrete Music, shout out to that real quick. How is it pressure in the studio now where you got to show and prove the niggas, I'm here, my nigga. You know what I mean?
I mean, at the end of the day, you got to constantly keep showing proof, you know what I mean? Because, like, no matter what anybody or how far established anybody is, like, even if you look at a person like Hov, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Hov does a bad verse, niggas would be like, Hov is finished, you know what I'm saying? So, he himself has to... The next three verses that he put out is good, niggas are like, that nigga Hov still fire. So he still got to prove himself. So everybody still got to kind of prove themselves. And that's just the nature of the, you know, of the business. So you're only as good as your last joint that you put out. You know what I'm saying? So, really, no, honestly, and then for me, myself, especially, you know, being a new artist and trying to establish myself, and then especially being an artist from New York, that makes a whole nother, you know, dynamic to the equation. You know, that adds a whole other thing. You know what I mean? You got to consistently prove yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody really wants a New York artist to flourish again. Like, they don't really want mm-hmm. that, you know what I'm saying? Other areas, they don't want it, you know what I mean? Because of the fact that, you know, when we had the ball in our hands, there's a lot of things that we did that turned off the rest of the people. That now they mm-hmm. at the point where they got the ball, they like, fuck that, we never giving them the ball again. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. of the fact, you know, just the New York state of mind, the attitude that New York has, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I want to talk to you about growing up, man. Now, as far right. as Marcy goes, and mm-hmm. obviously we know Jay from Marcy and everything like that. What did that instill in you growing up in that area and, you know, coming up? How did that shape you?
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, like, are you speaking in the sense of, you know, Hope to me, you know what I'm saying, you know, me being from here, he provided some kind of symbolizing of hope, you know what I'm saying, and aspirations, you know what I'm saying, that maybe you can do some shit like that too. But on a broader spectrum, you know what I mean, he really didn't provide anything, you know what I'm saying, because Hope is Hope and Hope doing what he's doing, you know what I'm saying, but you know, people are still right there and they're still starving. You know what I'm saying? They're still wishing, right. You know what I mean? Still mm-hmm. struggling to eat and pay rent. You know what I mean? So,
Manolo, I'll translate it for you, my nigga, because you be Homo, Diddy, and 50. Y'all ain't doing shit for niggas in New York. Y'all took the ball, ran with it. Y'all ain't grabbing the young boys on and putting them out there. Summer Jam, you not throwing niggas out there. Manolo Rose should have been a freshman cover. He wasn't on there, my nigga. Let's keep it a stack and shit. You know what I mean?
No. You're 1,000% right, my nigga.
Yeah. Real nigga shit. Now, I don't know if you saw the interview with the Breakfast Club where Troy was right. saying that he'll give you a wedgie and all this other crazy shit. What's your response when you hear shit like that, my nigga?
I laugh, man, because, like, you know, I had numerous times of me, you know what I'm saying, I've spoken to them on the phone, like, you know, let's meet up, and niggas, I waited for that response to this day, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to learn, you know what I mean, because, like, you know, I got it myself, and then I got a lot of niggas that's around me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we new to this shit right here, you know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, we just mm-hmm. getting inside of this realm. So when a person says certain things, you react to it like as if you was outside on your block, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or you're in the streets. And really, no honesty, that's not really what it is. Like, niggas use certain things to try to promote themselves. You know what I'm saying? And niggas really don't even mean what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? And it took me a little while to really learn that. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't just with him. You know what I mean? Like, it's a few of these niggas, and they all the same. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to learn to realize when you in this shit is that niggas, nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to go to jail because then you ain't going to get no money out of that. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So a lot of the shit that you hear when niggas is beefing, a lot of that shit be just like some WWE type of shit. You know what I mean? Right. Because in all reality, like, niggas is posting up everywhere they going. You feel me? Whether they going to another state, you know what I'm saying, or whether they inside their own city. They posting up every club they're going to every day. So if you really, 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 really say you want to see a nigga and you want to put some pain on him, you could catch him any, you could see him any day. It's not even hard. Like, niggas posting up where they're going. You posting your flyers of where you're going to be every time. And sometimes you're doing it in days in advance. So a nigga even got enough time to sit there and plot a scheme and say, well, look, I'm going to just position a card here, and there. When the niggas show up, then you're going to get them. If you really want to do it like that, you understand what I'm saying? So in reality, it's like, you know, in reality, you know, I had to learn and realize that these niggas is different. It's not the same. You're not on your block no more. You're not selling crack no more. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. you're not killing these niggas in that way, you know what I'm saying, is not even necessary. Because nobody wants to stop their money flow, and nobody wants to go to jail. But I would say this, mm-hmm. you know, killing a nigga, killing somebody and he's still breathing is way better than killing somebody and he's no longer breathing. I would say mm-hmm. that, though.
But saying it to me, saying it on the Breakfast Club, though, is like a real draw for attention. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's,
But one thing you got to realize, too, and one thing that proved, is this, like, you know, it took them it took them a while for him, you know, for him to even even say anything in regards to it, mm-hmm. because you know what they thought. They just underestimated what was occurring, and they thought it was going to blow over eventually. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? But now, right. now that you know that I'm near, you can't get around it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's even mm-hmm. to the point where it's like 50 Cent got to come on and be like, you know, how you going to try to knock a nigga who's trying to come up and you coming up too? Like, I knew what he was talking about when he said that. You know what I mean? But it's like at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not the nigga that's doing with, you know, what was, you know, the foul shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying? And you got to really look at Troy Ave in the sense that, like, he's like the last of the dying breed of New York artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the last nigga who's still thinking that, you know, you got to get this big, stupid fake chain and walk around with the shit so you can make motherfuckers believe you're a rapper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like the
tail
end of that era. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is, Manolo? I fucked with Troy Ave, New York City, the album. I can't fuck. I thought the album was
right.
tough. I'll be lying.
Right.
About
a lot of niggas did.
Together real well. Yeah, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to say he restored the feeling like the shit he runs with, but it did feel good for me to hear a Brooklyn nigga too on top of a New York nigga drop a good
right.
album because... Let's be real, we ain't really been out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact.
But something went wrong where I think every rapper is cocky, Manolo, but for some reason, it seemed like his cockiness, the fans don't gravitate to it. It's not a cool cocky,
yeah.
if that makes sense,
yeah.
my G. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Nah,
yeah.
I know exactly what
yeah.
you're saying. You know? And that's,
it's a forced cocky.
That's
it's forced.
Right. It's forced in a sense like this. It's forced. In the sense of, that's what niggas believe you have to do.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's what they believe you have to do in order for your shit to work. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just like, it's like right now, right, when you watch boxing and you look at Adrian Broner.
Oh, yeah.
You see what Floyd did, and he tries to mimic that, right? Because
yeah.
that's what he thinks he has to do in order to get the type of money that Floyd got,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's trying to recreate that. And in reality, and then when he's losing, like he did the other day, it's like, you understand what I'm saying? Like that.
Right.
That shows right there, you're not that. You're not that. And the fact is that. You're never going to be that. You can't never – we're never going to restore the feeling of something that once was. You understand what I'm saying? And I think the saddest thing with that kind of statement is that you're saying that a nigga's legacy is dead. That's
mm-hmm.
even worse. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That's like the legacy of Biggie. That you're saying the legacy of Biggie Smalls is dead? Because if you got to restore some shit, that means it's dead already. If you got to revive it and give it some life, that means it's gone. You can't, niggas
yeah.
cannot see and tell me that the feeling the biggest mole is gone. Like, that's like saying
wow.
that. That's like saying the shit. All the work that Hov put in, all the work that Nas put in, all the work that Rakim and all these other niggas put in, you saying that shit is dead and gone? I think not. You just
yeah.
gotta realize that shit went, that these feelings, so-called feelings, have traveled and went to other places.
Mm-hmm.
And now they just
mm-hmm.
now have, threw their own shit on it and enhanced whatever was already in existence, it created their own style out of it. Because we the creators of hip-hop, right? New York, right, is the creator of hip-hop music, period. So that means all forms of hip-hop music has its origin here. So there's no such a thing that because a nigga from the South is doing something, it means that it's not hip-hop or it's not how is it, or it's not that devalues New York. It don't devalue the East Coast because in reality, we created every form of genre. We created the genre itself. So everything has to stem from it, come from an origin, and everything has to go somewhere else, and somebody has to elevate it and bring this shit up and change it and do their own spin on it. Can you imagine?
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people that say niggas in New York now, they not keeping that New York sound, if they trying to sound like whether it's drill music or they trying to sound like brothers from the South. Like a Manolo Rose don't sound like a Brooklyn, typical Brooklyn nigga and shit. What do you say to people?
I would say this, okay, if that's the case, that's like saying, one thing, and this is what I'm saying earlier, we got to realize this, that the drum pattern today has changed. It's no longer the same drum pattern anymore. It's like you can't, like, all right, let's say for instance, right, Shook Ones or something like that is a very extremely good record, right? But every hit is only a hit for its time frame. That don't mean if Mobb Deep does Shook Ones right now that it would be a hit again. It don't necessarily mean that. The sound is different. Every hit is a hit during its time frame. If I take a 6-year-old kid and I go to 8-year-old kid birthday party, right? And I put on James Brown, he's gonna want to hear some other shit. He's not gonna say, "Oh, that James Brown, play the next James Brown record." No, he's gonna want to hear Drake. He's gonna want to hear some whatever else. You know what I mean? Like that's what it is. And it don't take away from what a nigga did before, but that just shows that music is all relative within time and space. So you could say, like, if you want a person to do, he wants you to sound exactly how New York would sound. But in reality, what is a New York sound? That would be my question. What is the New York sound? You know what I mean? Because when people say New York sound, they usually gravitate towards Biggie Smalls, Nas, and Jay-Z. But I
that's what I do, because I'm from the 80s, 90s era. I'm from the Slick Rick, Kane, Rakim, Gucci Rap, Tribe, D&D, Wu-Tang.
So let me ask you this then. Does Onyx sound like Nas?
Not at all.
Is that New York?
Definitely.
All right. So does M.O.P. sound like Biggie Smalls?
Not at all.
Nah, but if you listen to my own shit, when I perform, you see a bunch of niggas on the stage wilding, right? I got that from Wu. I learned that from Wu when they were coming in with the original Nine. I got that from them. If you look at from the voice pattern that I use, I took that from Chuck D. You understand what I'm saying? I took the voice pattern and structure, the deep voice, because that's how my voice is. But the sternness coming from my chest, that's from Chuck D. I took that from Chuck. You understand what I'm saying? I took the turn of aspect and the aggression and the turn of aspect, DMX. But I know, because I ain't a fool, I know you need the beats that are current in order to appreciate it. But I know where the sound comes from.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Talking about beats and shit. Fame doing all? Is he an in-house producer?
Of Fame School? I just did one project with them. You know what I mean? So now I'm like moving on. Right now I'm kind of like fucking with Harry Fraud right now. And Renegade. Renegade is cool. He does a lot of shit for like Walsh and them. And like Meek and them and shit like that. He do a bunch of their shit for like Khaled. He do beats for them. Shit like that. So, yeah, I'm fucking with Harry Ford and Renegade right now. I ain't really doing nothing with Fame School.
Now, what's your relationship with Taxstone, my nigga? Because that nigga pushed you fucking. Shout out to my nigga Taxstone, first of all. Let me throw that out there, first of all. That's a real motherfucking dude. And I don't really give niggas kudos like that, but I fuck with that nigga Tax so heavy. You know what I mean? What's your relationship, though, bro? Because he go hard for you.
Yeah, Tax is a nigga that, you know what I'm saying, like, He just started promoting the music on his own. Like, I didn't know Tax originally, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And Tax hit me like, yo, he was promoting the music. He was like, yo, listen, you know, I don't really fuck with boys and shit like that, but I fuck with that record, because at that time, he thought I was down with them. You know what I'm saying? He thought I was down with them. And I told him, like, nah, I ain't down with them. And the funny shit is, he like, damn, that's crazy, because and this one I knew he was just a real nigga, because the nigga told me, like, yo, at first I wasn't going to promote it because I felt like you was with them niggas and I ain't want to promote nothing them niggas is doing. But then he was like, you know, I said to myself, he like, yo, I said to myself that, you know, the shit is fire and I'll be a sucker if I don't promote some shit that I like. You know what I'm saying? So he promoted it anyway. So my first time meeting Tax, you know what I'm saying? He came to the studio, and all at this time, he still don't know. You know, he still don't know the nature of me and homie's relationship. So he come to the studio, and he, like, puts his back on the wall, and his hand in his pocket. So, you know, I'm a nigga from the hood, so I know, like, you know, when a nigga do that, he putting himself in a position of anything can happen here. I don't know what's going on here. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Then it got, you know, then we start to talk and conversation, and then nigga realized, like, no, it ain't like that. And then, you know, then niggas lightened up, and we trying to chill, and we start really chopping it up on really what went on, and then like, oh, shit, that's crazy. And then from there, you know, we just started, you know, just linking up, doing other business ventures and shit like that together. So anyway I can help him in anything that, you know, that he can do for me, he'll do. So, you know, we all part of, you know, one team just coming together on one common cause. Shout out to the homie Tech.
Right. That's what it is. Yo, Manolo, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga. You got any projects, any labels? What's labels? What's good, my nigga?
We got a lot of labels, you know what I'm saying? Like, power and shit like that. I'm just trying to, like, really, you know, honestly, trying to just hold off to the best of my ability. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, if, you know, once you get in any contract with anybody, you know, you got to give some things up. And you have to relinquish some of your own power. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying my hardest not to, you know, jump in full bed with anybody and I don't have, you know, control over what it is that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like I give a prime example. Like, I was going to get with this. Somebody was going to distribute the Concrete Rose EP for me. So I was going to put it out on the second. So when we sat down and we was like, yo, you know, let's do it. They was like, oh, you know, okay. But can we hold it off and do it on another day? You know, like another, maybe like another week. I'm like, nah, you know, I've been promoting this shit for months. You know what I'm saying? I've been promoting this for months for this specific day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to come out on this day. Like, or you're going to make me look crazy. You know what I'm saying? So they was like, all right, well, let me get back to the legal department where they would draw up the contract and sold for stone. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I waited for them one day. They're like, all right, let's do tomorrow. So now the fifth comes. So they saying, let's do tomorrow. I'm saying the sixth. All right, cool. So I went, you know what I mean? I still waited. So I hit them back. So they, you know, hit back. So we like, yo, what's going on? They like, oh, let's do the next day, which would be the seventh. So I'm like, all right, cool. All right, maybe I can hold off 2 days. So then it was like another issue was like, oh, you know, let's just do a week. You know what I'm saying? We can't get the legal department to do this. And then he's dealing with this. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to go that route. You know what I'm saying? So I end up just screaming it the way that I did. And what I'm saying that just to say that. And that was not even, I didn't even sign the papers. And it was just so much that they had to go through in order to get one fucking thing done. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had to call, they had to make 5 phone calls to make one simple thing done that was already there. It wasn't even like they had to package it. It wasn't like they had to fucking do anything. All they had to do was press a button on the computer and then it blast out from their server. That's it. And they had to call 4 or 5 people just to get that done. So it just showed me, like, right then and there, you know, you can't, don't rush into getting to bed with these motherfuckers, because if you do, then they're going to be holding you up and you're going to be really up to, you know, confines or whatever it is that they want to do.
Yeah.
That's what
that's
it is.
Yo,
Manolo, really quick. My bad. Last question.
You good.
I see you're a punk rock fan.
Right.
Now, 90s, uh-oh, who's the best punk rock band, bro? Come on.
My favorite?
Best punk. Your favorite 90s punk rock band.
Man. I'll probably say Kiss, but I'm going to say that just for the, you know what I mean? But I would say it was a group in Brooklyn that they were doing, like, called, like, Bites in the Kitchen and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, when, you know, that wasn't, like, 90s. That was more, like, mid-2000s, maybe, like, 2005 and shit like that.
Okay.
I was like really, really, really heavy into that shit because it was like, I don't know. I just like the wildness of rock. You know what I'm saying? Like you see like Kiss and some shit, right? Kiss could like come on and just wild the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? They breaking shit. You know what I'm saying? And you can just do what you kind of want. They don't have those hip hop parameters. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like you can't dance too much. If you dance too much, nigga might think you're a faggot. Or if you dance too much, you turn into a novelty act. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You do some shit for the ladies. It's like you a sucker now. You know what I mean? You ain't that tough.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like they don't have those parameters in style rock, which is you know what I'm saying? Which in hip hop we gotta learn that too.
That's
right. Man,
I don't want to get no pussy.
I had to ask you that, bro. I'm a punk rock fan
that's
too, bro. So I had to ask that. Salute, bro, for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, say no more, man.
Manolo, that's what it is. Manolo, before you go, man, can we get a drop, a PSA radio drop real quick, my nigga?
Yeah. Yo, it's Manolo Rose, man. You tuning in to PSA radio. You know what it is.
My nigga. Appreciate you, Manolo, my nigga.
My guy.
You are ready.
Salute, bro.
Salute to Manolo Rose, man.
We working, my nigga. We working, man. What the fuck,
we
man?
We working out here, Dre. Let's just be real and call it what it is, man. We got Ill Will.
Three dope interviews, my nigga. Talk about it for a moment.
Loaded in the clip. We got Kid Kid. We got Bricks. We got Ill Will. We got Manolo Rose. We got battle reviews still to do. It's not even fair.
Word.
Damn. Dre, we working out here, man. Yeah, so salute everybody that came on today. Yo, that was... Oh, it's crazy, man. Dope show today. Will, Bricks, Manolo Rose. It was a blast, yo. So salute everybody that came on. PSA Radio, them segment boys, the most hated, least respected. I'm Timbo, my bro, and my partner in crime in this shit. Three Letterman, Dre, take us out, my G.
It's your boy, the motherfucking Letterman. Birthday boy tomorrow. I'm your motherfucking boy. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah, you already know that. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about after the show about that. But, yo, shout out to my bro, Timbo, man. I just want to say shout out to my motherfucking nigga, Timbo, for making this shit possible, PSA Radio. I got to say that it live on air. Motherfuckers need to know that shit. This shit has been a blast. Me and my bro been doing this shit for a damn near year. We got another show, and now we rocking here doing our own motherfucking goof thing. So shout out to my bro, Timbo. That's what I want to say. Shout out to Manolo Rose. Shout out Bricks Belvedere. You already know you my brother, nigga. Shout out to everybody that fuck with us, man. Ladies, man. Salute.
That's it, man. Yo, salute. PSA Radio. Early birthday, my bro, Dre. Let's get it. We out.
You already. Peace.